Affection is such a thing, very valuable, and the possessor cannot say that I have got affection for him. I have got love for him. No, no, how much love I have got? Nothing. That is the nature of love. Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Love can only give. The nature of love is only to give, and never to assert that I have love. Even that is also denied there, that I have got love. Love is such a thing, one who possesses that thing, he can never say that I possess that thing. I have got in my possession real love. So fine, so undistinguishable, and so valuable, and so free in its nature, so subtle, susceptible, sentient, touchy, all these things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, suddenly I may have a flash that Sri Gauranga is Gadadhar, but the moment I wanted to look at it little attentively, vanished. Vichakkhana kari dekhite chahibe hoy aankhi agocha. Suddenly it may flash something wonderful. But only when I am more attentive to catch it, finished. So susceptible, so subtle, so independent, so valuable. It is for that thing we are trying, independent. independent. Oh. Whole self surrendering to him, still no surety that we shall get him. The condition is such. On the other side, he is very gracious. He comes to our level to uplift us. That is also true. But that is his will. His will. That is not our demand. And we have no right to demand in that way. But from his side, everything is possible for him. He can do anything and everything. He may take up the most fallen and neglect the higher position also. Everything is possible with him. He is free, fully free. No explanation to be given to anybody. From him, should we try to get friendship with such susceptible and such rare and such whimsical, beautiful? But his beauty is such that everyone wants to be on his sleeve. Beauty. And beauty, love, all similar. Love is beauty, beauty is love. Hari.
Guru Maharaj, how are we to propagate or preach amongst the ordinary people?
We shall. So, this is our safe position, that we will go on carrying the order of some superior agent. Amara Gaya Guru Haiya Dara Haiya. His order, I am carrying out. I have got it by succession. from the scriptures, from the successive agents, I am doing. This sort of relative connection in the case of the infinite. As you heard, there is center, nowhere circumference. Infinite means everywhere center, nowhere circumference. With the finite agent anywhere, but if you want to go to measure, no possibility. From the scripture, I am portrayed to a particular stage to catch a particular conception of truth. Connecting with that, I may go on. Selflessness, self-surrendering, and self-inspiration. Vaikuntha. Kuntha means measurement. Vaikuntha, immeasurable. Vaikuntha means a plane of immeasurable. We have to think like that. Our measuring temperament won't have any position there. We have to jump there, should we? The world of limitation, we can measure the ignorance, the length, breadth, this height, so many things within our conception. From this reality, should we jump into the land of infinite uncertainty? But we are told that this is transient. Angle of vision, from the of reality, this is also like that. We are fools to think that this will remain this for eternity. Never. Everything is Vaikuntha. Everything is infinite. The atom break it, electron break it, proton, neutron, again if it's possible to break that. In this way, this is also going infinite way. No end. No end, no finite. All infinite. Only relative position we feel something. Everything is infinite. Our Guru Maharaj used to told, the brick, the most finest constituent part of the world, the atom, electron, etc. Again break it, ultimately you will find that Vaikuntha, infinite. Infinite is at the background of everything. Which is measurable to you, that is only relative holding, relative position for the time being. Then again it will merge into infinite. So not reliable. What you see, what you trace, what you feel, nothing is reliable. Nothing will stand there forever. So all unreliable, all uncertain. And calculate that and leave. We are afraid to dive into the water, but fish and others, they are enjoying that sort of climate. Within the water, they are happily living. So the soul in Vaikuntha, they are acquired merit to stand there. They are living happily. From here, we are seeing the impossibility, uncertainty. But already there are so many devotees. And their company is encouraging, and it is reality. So sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Everywhere the trace is led, the association, the company. We cannot know the troubles of travelling or anything else. What is where, which is which, if we have got a good friend, an intimate friend, if we get there, everything will be easy. So Guru, Vaishnava, Sadhu, these things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is from this side. There are many things to be talked from other side. By grace, everything is possible. They are benevolent, they are gracious, they are very generous. Everything good is there. So we must not be pessimist. If we go from the line of right, then we have no hope. But their gracious nature, then of course we can hope many things. This little difference makes a great gulf. The ego and their grace. Ego is unfit. But we must be conscious of their grace on the forgetfulness. Self-forgetfulness for that grace, their grace. That can easily take us in that soil. Self-forgetfulness for their interest, for the interest of that soil. Self-forgetfulness. Degree of self-forgetfulness, nature of self-forgetfulness, that also can be traced. Self-forgetfulness may be of different type, different quality. That is all possible. They are not afraid. If they distribute their own thing, then that will be finished. That is infinite. No fear of finishing. So, the persons, they are not afraid that if we distribute our own capital to the newcomers, then we will be in want. No, that is infinite. So not that sort of limited prejudice can be traced there. Only what is unfitness in our side. It is very difficult for us to find out our inner self, which is made up only to give, without taking anything in remuneration. That is the nature of that material, nature of that substance, only to give. By giving, we are calculating how much I can gain, and how much I am going giving for the return. This sort of filthy mentality must be given. This Maya. Maya. Giving, that is normal. And that is within us. And that must come together, birds of the same feather. Comes to it, everything will be all right. Only sadhu sangha, by the association of the devotees, we must have training to give. Sad means to give. Self-effacement, self-surrender, self-effacement, self-giving, self-dedication. Finish. Self-forgetfulness. Finish. Today is the day of the appearance of Narottam Thakur. Yeah. So hard. After a long period of service, we heard our Guru Maharaj to say to one of his sannyasi disciples, you have not seen me. You could not meet me. So many years of service is rendering under him. Still we heard him to say that he could not see me. What am I? But still he is giving him so many duties to him to do all these things. After 20 years service, we heard him to say, you have not, you did not meet me, could not see me. But you have seen me, I am not that, something else. Another thing I heard from him, when a Brahmin, a priest, got mantram from him and was talking outside, that this sort of mantram I have got, this way. So, suddenly I entered the room and found him in a very despair mood. So they are trying to understand the meaning, to catch the meaning, as if they have got anything in the mantra. But I am devoting life after life, still I am not able to touch the thing. I suddenly entered his house, I found that his look, his eyes are disappointing, despair, showing some sign of despair. What is that? Then I found he's muttering something. My ear attended what he is very mildly talking. I found that he is attentive to the talk outside. Then I gave my attention towards outside, what sort of talk is going on there. I heard that they got mantram just now and they are trying to realize the meaning, explain the meaning of the mantram. They have got initiation and very cheerfully they are trying to consult the part of the mantra, hopefully. But here within, he says, I don't touch the real thing, but only from outside I am dealing it with the mantra. This happened. After long trial, from different births after births, I am towards that aim, but still I am not able to touch. And you beginners, you think that with the mantra you have got everything in this way, the infinite characteristic. So the measurement of the progress is taken in some negative way. As much feeling of separation, as intense feeling of separation, progress is that much. Negative way, measurement. How much demand, how much hunger, earnestness for the truth, so much he has got. Anchoring. Anchoring is the capital. Anchoring. That is the negative side. Anchoring. Anchoring. I am so low, so mean, no other way but your case. Je jato potita hai, tamo daya tato dahi, bhakti na takuti. As much as one is fallen, he deserves so much for your grace, my Lord. And in that consideration, I am the most fittest person. I am the most fallen. So I have got the greatest demand for you. I can demand for your grace. I am fit because I am the lowest. I am the meanest of the mean. So I am your prey. You must have to come to show your grace to the meanest. But the meanest, that feeling must be sincere, not imitation. Must be sincere. That's the rub. Difficulty is there, the sincerity. Sincere feeling, I am nothing. Some sort of positive construction always we feel in within us. That's the difficulty. Some reliance, confidence, self-confidence, that some concrete reliance I have got to something. I have not helped.